Gary, how are you feeling after that? You came so close.
Extremely disappointed, but disappointed for the right reasons. So proud of the performance, the atmosphere, the day, the fans, and it's just a real disappointment because I think we definitely deserved at worst a replay, and it didn't quite happen for us. Very fine margins between success and failure. I think, you know, at 1-1 we've hit the underside of the bar, and a couple of minutes later Akinfenwa, probably for the first time in the game, has pulled off and scored a goal, and that's football.
You look close to tears at the end.
I was emotional. Yeah, I was. It's just one of those things where when you've been at a club for so long and you see that amazing support, family here as well and everything like that, it was a bit emotional, and nothing wrong with that, I don't think.
At half time, you looked like you were G'ing up the crowd rather than in the dressing room with the players. What was happening there?
No, I think we don't normally get this kind of support. Don't get me wrong, we've had some big crowds at Starbridge, but to get what we had today, and it was just to get them fired up, and myself and John, we're passionate about football, and that's what it was all about.
You got on the PA mic as well at the end of the game. What did you say to the fans?
Thank you. It's, I didn't expect that. Nigel just brought me the mic out, and sometimes you don't know what you're saying in circumstances like that. But just a big, big thank you from everybody connected with the football club for the support we've had today.
Because you talk about pride. I mean, seeing that end full and a bit of this side full as well, just fantastic scenes.
Yeah, they were. I mean, just imagine if we'd have pulled off a replay or even won it. It doesn't bear thinking about, but sadly it's a bit of history now, even so quickly.
As you say, you couldn't have told the difference between the two sides, League Two, Northern Premier League. It didn't matter today.
No, I don't believe it did, and I think it didn't really surprise me. I know we've got some talented footballers, and on the day I think we're probably slightly the more polished side, but as I said, good luck to Wickham. They've conducted themselves in the right way, very sporting. And speaking to Gareth afterwards, he just said how magnificent the team was, and I just wish them all the best in the next round.
Yeah, we've talked before about the money from these cut runs. I mean, this is the furthest you've got. How much of a difference will this make?
I don't really know. So we'll have to speak to the chairman on that one. I'm kind of but of course it makes a difference. Financially, it will put the club in a very strong position. And, unfortunately, one of those, you're probably 10 minutes away from the possibility of a TV replay. And but as I said, it's football. We've reached the third round for the first time in the club's history. And I would think that people remember this day for a long, long time, albeit in defeat.
And the confidence from it, because you've got games in hand now in the league where you can catch up with the top.
Well, of course, but one thing you've got to do is when we start back in league form, which will be next Saturday, we've got to make sure that it will always be an anti-climax, wherever we're playing. I think it's Skelmersdale, and then we'll probably be back to 250, 300 people, or probably Starbridge will have a large chunk of that. So, but the level head is set a bunch. We know what's needed now. We've got to make sure we get in those playoffs at worst, and that's our target now for the end of the season.
Cheers, Gary.
Okay. Gary, you said in the week, hit the players when they walked out here, what they've achieved. What was your reaction when you came?
I did say at 5-3. You'll come out and you'll have a lump at the back of the throat, and I think everybody felt that, and as I said, with us, with all the staff that had been here a very long time, it was a special moment, I've got to say, and I am really disappointed that the journey ends today, in terms of that, and that's sad.